Today's daf in Yerushalmi Brachot is daf Lamed Hey, and we're holding at Halacha Hey in the Mishnah. So we know that we call Tefillah to Amidah, because you need to have it in great Kavanah, and therefore should be standing in normal conditions, and of course you have to be facing towards the Makom HaMikdash or towards the Bein HaBadim. What about if you're traveling? Hayarochev al HaChamor. It's time to daven, and you are on a donkey. You should get off of the donkey before davening, Yered, and therefore you'll be able to stand. Others learn that even if it would be understandable that you can't stand under circumstances, but it's a positive, disgusting thing to do because it looks like you are arrogant. So if you don't have somebody to watch the donkey for you, and therefore you will not be able to concentrate on the tefillah, and it's better therefore for you to continue riding, so turn at least towards Yerushalayim, turn your face towards Yerushalayim as you daven. We may know Yachol Achzirat Panav. Let's say that this is a chamor that requires a great deal of taking care of, or nobody is going to be waiting for you and you have to keep moving. Yechaven et libo keneged Beit Kodesh HaKadashim. You have to be thinking in your heart as if you are standing in the base of the actually Bifnim, Lefnai v'Lefnim, in front of Bein HaBadim. Hayarochev b'sfinah ba'asta. Suppose you're on a boat or in raft and you can't stand without, because of all of the shaking around. So then you have it libo kineged Beit Kodesh HaKadashim, and therefore you don't know precisely where it is that you should turn. It's constantly moving. And here you should just be mechaven in your heart to be in Yerushalayim. Tani. In the bright it says, Hayarachuv al hachamor im yesh lo mi le'achoz b'chamoro yoredu mitpaler l'mata. See, if someone is around to hold the chamor for you, and therefore you'll be able to concentrate on the tefillah, you're mechuyev to do so, and to get off of the chamor and pray while you're standing. V'im lav, and you have no choice but to be on it in order to avoid needing to concentrate and it's not running away. Mitpalil b'mekomo, while he sits on the chamor, he can daven. Rabbi Omer, b'inkach u'b'inkach mitpalil b'mekomo shekach ribo miyushav. Even if you had somebody to hold it, but if you're in the middle of riding, then you will not be miyushav by standing still, because you're anxious to get on with the road, and therefore you will not be able to properly concentrate. You should continue to daven while you are actually traveling. Reb Yehuda ben Pasi b'shem Reb Yeshua ben Levi says halacha k'Rebbe, and that you should not interrupt your journey for the tefillah, because it will be mafia your ability to be mitaleh. Amar Reb Yaakov Baracha Tanai Taman Din Bava. There you have a braita which we didn't hear in Eretz Yisrael, that if somebody is facing any one of the directions ein machzirin, you don't make him face another direction, probably referring to where you don't know precisely where Yerushalayim is, chutz ruach mizrachit, unless he's facing towards the east. Why is that? Because Amar Reb Yosi Bar Oven, because in the times when Klal Yisrael was worshipping Avodah Zarah at the time of Yechezkel, so it says over there that his vision was, and he's brought to see how horrible the people are, that achoreihem aleichal Hashem, their backs are to the Heichal, and ufneihem kedma, and they're facing east, bowing to the Shemesh. So heimah mishtachavitim, they are bowing and destroying, this is a play on words, mishtachavim mashchitim, kedma l'shemesh, to the east, to the sun. Because of that, we ask you not to face the sun. It shouldn't look like you're praying to the sun as it comes up for Shachar. If somebody is blind, somebody who does not know where the directions here, it's cloudy day, whatever it is, they should be mechaving liban, as it means lavim shabashamayim klapei mala, because it also says in the pasuk, start v'itpalalu el Hashem, even though that's a little bit misrepresenting the full pasuk, but that part of it is also true. So there are times where you just have to be mitpalel el Hashem. Now, if somebody is omeid mitpalelim b'chutz l'aretz, they have to turn around to face Eretz Yisrael matan, because it says in the introduction, in the chinuch of Shlomo HaMelech, when he's davening for the Hashras HaShchina, the Beis HaMikdash, he says v'itpalalui lecha derech artsam asher natat al avotam. So if they're elsewhere, they have to go through their Eretz that was given to their fathers, the Yerusha. Omdimu mitpalelim b'Eretz Yisrael. If you are in Eretz Yisrael, then turn your face to Yerushalayim. Why is that? Because it also says, V'itpalalu al Hashem derech ha'ir asher bachart ba. If you're in Yerushalayim, then you turn towards the Har HaBayit. Shenemar ha'ir asher bachart ba v'habayit asher baniti l'shmecha. If you're in the Har HaBayit, you turn towards the Kodesh HaKadosh. Why is that? Matam. Because it's palalu al ha'makom hazeh, v'ata tishma al-makom shivtcha al ha'shamayim v'shamata v'salacha. Which means that anyone in the Tzofain is going to be facing Dorum towards the Beis HaMikdash. Anyone who is towards the south will be facing Litzofain towards the Beis HaMikdash. Anyone who is towards the east will be facing towards the west. Anyone who is in the west will be facing east. Therefore, everyone in the end is facing the same direction. And therefore, the closer you get to the Beis HaMikdash, you should be more and more capable of actually aiming to the direct place. The further you are, so you take a general direction, and you're mechaven your lave to the correct place. Although there is Rabbeinu Yonah who understands this is a reference to everyone, really, in the end, trying to face towards the Kodesh HaKadosh. Adoh dechsiv, and this is all what it means, when it says, ki beiti beit filai yikarei l'chol ha'amim, that all among the nations, it doesn't mean the nations will pray there, but Klal Yisrael, when they're among the nations, scattered to the corners of the earth, l'chol ha'amim, this will be the mokum that everyone faces. Omer Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, hu ha'echal lifnoi. What is the lashon of lifnoi? It's the lashon of lifanim, meaning hecha shekol ha'panim unimno, the place where all faces turn to in tefillah. So Ad Kedona, till now we've been talking about while the Beit HaMikdash is built, and therefore there's a reference here to Shlomo's tefillah, because Shlomo was saying, now that this bayit will be built, here is the way that people should be facing. But how about Bizman al-Khurban? Where does it say that there's an Indian to face the Beit HaMikdash when it doesn't exist any longer? Omer Rabbi Yovan, it says, Kimigdal David Savarech Banui Letalpiot. Which is the lashon of Talpiot? So basically, we understand that this means Savarech is always a lashon of Beit HaMikdash. It's the high place between Bein Ketefav Shachein, which is, of course, the place Bein Ketefav, is the Tzavar. When Minai, in Omer Rabbi they always pray about it. In Brocha, in Kriyat Shema, in Tefillah. B'Brocha, Bonei Yerushalayim. B'Tefillah, Elokei Tzbichas Hamazon. B'Tefillah, Elokei David, Bonei Yerushalayim. Which, according to Yerushalmi, is one Brocha. And B'Kriyat Shema, at the end of the Birchas Kriyat Shema at night. Poresu Kashalom, Aleinu, V'Alamo Yisrael. You are David. Katuv Echad Omer. So in Hoshea it says, Elecha Shove El Mikomi. As if the Shechina says that he's moving the Shechina away from the Beis HaMikdash and going back to his own home up in the Shamayim. The Katuv Echad Omer, Vayuinai Vili Bisham Kolayamim, which implies that my heart and eyes, which is Hashras HaShechina, will be in the Mokam HaMikdash all the days, even when it's Choruv. Hakitzat. So how does this meant? Panav l'mala and einav alibo l'mata, which is basically the way that a person is supposed to be. So the Shechina is no longer ikar Shechina b'tachtonim. It's up in the Shamayim. But nonetheless, the inayim, the lev, which is the way in which HaKadosh Baruch Hu is manig the olam with his hashgacha, is still looking towards us and being mechaven always to guide us. The Imlav continues the mission. If you cannot turn that direction, Yechavinet Libo, Keneged Beit Kodesh HaKodeshim, you should in your heart be thinking about standing in the Beit Kodesh HaKodeshim. So, La'ese Beit Kodesh HaKodeshim. When we say Beit Kodesh HaKodeshim, that is not quite clear. Do we mean the Beit Kodesh HaKodeshim up in the sky, where the Shechina was mistalik to? So is this, there is a Yerushalayim Shalmala, there's a Beis HaMikdash Shalmala, or are you actually facing a physical direction to be in the Beit Kodesh HaKodeshim Lamata? So Reb Chiya Rabba says, no, it means, can I get Kodesh HaKodeshim Shalmala? There's no point in facing a non-extant physical structure in your heart. So in your heart, you go directly to the Beis HaMikdash Shalmala. Rabbi Shimon ben Chalaf, Tamar, can I get Beit Kodesh HaKodeshim Shalmata? No, it means the actual envisioning the bayit in the Beit HaMikdash. Amar Reb Pinchas Lopel again, it's actually not a machlokes, because the Beit Kodesh HaKodeshim Shalmata is actually mechuvan, can I get Beit Kodesh HaKodeshim Shalmala? So we know that the Mechon Shift Chapa'ata Hashem Mikdash Hashem Kanuri Adecha, so they too, the Har Nachalatecha, And the machon l'shiftecha, everything is mechuvan one connected the other. So machon l'shiftecha means mechuvan connected shiftecha. In which case, if that's your kavana, then that means that basically you are thinking in the same way, whether you're physically aiming it or whether you're mentally aiming it towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Once already we're discussing the inyonim of the Beis HaMikdash, Bibinyano, Bechurbono, we want to go see the Mekoros. We talked about the way Mechon, so it's Mechon, which means Mechuvan, but it's also called Har HaMoriah. So that Har HaMoriah, Reb Chiya Rabba and Reb Yanai argue about what is the real meaning of Moriah. Chadomar, Shibisham Horayah Yotzal Olam, that it's the Mokum where Sanhedrin sits, and therefore it's the Moker of Torah, and that's the place where Horaz Yotzal Chol Yisrael, as the Ramba Paskins, Vachrona Omar, Shibisham Yir'ah Yotzal Olam. Those who are over on HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Rotzen are terrified of that place, because when they hear that the Shechina is present on the earth, they're terrified of the Miras HaDin that comes from it. Or it could mean Yira on the higher Madrega, Yira in terms of Yiras HaRemumus, not Yiras HaEinesh, and that's the deeper awe that people feel because there's a Mokum HaMikdash. There's no question that in general, Yira Yotzal Olam, where the Goyim look with awe at the concept of Yerushalayim, Kedushas HaMokim, seems to be a more reasonable explanation of the Gemara. Aaron, Rabbi Chiya Rab and Rabbi Yanai also argue about what the implications are of that word. So Chad Omar, the Lashon of Aaron comes from the word Or, Shemisham Ora Yotzal Olam. So since it's the thing that holds the Torah, the Luchas, it's the place that sheds light on a dark world. Vachrona Omar, Shemisham Arira Yotzal Olam. Those who aren't going to learn properly, or those who are over on the mitzvahs, are Arurim because of the Keach HaTorah that is Munachat in the Ora. Why is the Kodesh HaKadoshim called the Dvir exactly? So Rabbi Chiya and Rabbi Yanai argue about that as well. Chanomar, Shemisham Davar Yotzei Li'olam, and since the Torah, which is there in the Dvir where the Orin is the place where Dever comes out to the world, and it's a dangerous place. The other one says it's Misham Dibrot Yotzei Li'olam, the Aserasad Dibrots, which are there in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, make their impact on the world. The closing of the Mishnah goes like this. Haya yoshev b'svina u'ba'asta, somebody who is in a boat or on a raft, yichavin et libo k'neged beit kodesh kodashi. The Lashon of asta, he asta, is also found as another, used in a different way, which is askaria, where we find basically the way Umar describes in Baba Basra, the way that you use a large wood as an askaria, which is the mast. And he, a rafsadot, which is talking about the rafsadot that came up with the wood from the Levanon and were transported from Yafo to the Beis HaMikdash. So all of those words are really interconnected, so that the astam, askaria, rafsadot are referring to different aspects of things that are transported or that transport through the yam. Okay, I mean, this is not the simple meaning, because in Asda, to say it's an askaria, where Bapashtas, the askaria is a reference specifically to the mast and not to the underlying structure of the boat that holds the mast, it doesn't sound precisely accurate, but they're generally related. Taflamed hey, halokha hey. And if you put off your trip, or you try to get off of a bus in order to daven, then you are not able to be mechaven properly. It's much better to daven on the bus. Rabbi Yehuda ben Pazi, b'shem Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, halacha k'Rebbe. Om Rav Yaakov Baracha. L'kol aruchotin magzirin chutz miroch mizrachit. Why is that? Because Om Rav Yisrael Rabbi Yehovim b'tchila akoreh melech al Hashem. Ufneim kedma v'emir shtachavim kedma la shemesh. Tani. ואתה תשמע מכון שבטך לשמיים ושמעת וסלחת. נמצאו עומדים בצפון פניהם לדרום, עומדים לדרום פניהם לצפון, עומדים במזרח פניהם למערב, למערב פניהם לזבח, נמצאו כל ישראל מתפללים אל מקום אחד. הרי דכתיב כביתי בית תפילה יקרא לכל העמים. אומר רבי יהושע בן לוי, הוא ההיכל לפני מיז לפנים, היכל שכל הפנים פונים לו. עד כדון בבניינו, הרבה בחורבנו, מניין? אמרי הבאופן, בנוי לתלפיות אל שכל הפתל, אז חורב, שכל הפיות מתפללים אליו. בברכה, בקריאת שמע ובתפילה. בברכה, בונה ירושלים. בתפילה, אלוהי דוד ובונה ירושלים. בקריאת שמע, פורש סוכת שלום, עלינו ועלמו ישראל וירושלים. כתוב אחד אומר, אלך וישוב אל מקומי. וכתוב אחד אומר, והיו עיניי וליבי שם כל הימים. אוקיי, צד, ונב למעלה ונב לביבו למטה. ואם לאו יכוון את ליבו כנגד בית קודש הקודשים, לאיזה בית קודש הקודשים? רבחי הרבה, כנגד קודשי הקודשים של המעלה. רבשם אומר, חלפת, אומר, כנגד בית קודשי הקודשים של המטה. אומר, רבי פנחס לא פוגין, בית קודשי הקודשים של המטה, מזה anyway, מכוון, כנגד בית קודשי הקודשים של המעלה. כזה צז מכון לשבטך, אז מכוון כנגד שבטך. הר המוריה, רבי חייא רבן, רבי ינאי, אחד אומר שמשם הוריה יוצא לעולם, ואחרונה אומר שמשם יראה יוצא לעולם. אהרון, רבי חייא רבן, רבי ינאי, אחד אומר שמשם אורה יוצא לעולם, ואחרונה אומר שמשם ארירה יוצא לעולם. דביר, רבי חייא ורבי ינאי, אחד אומר שמשם דבר יוצא לעולם, ואחרונה אומר שמשם דיברות יוצאים לעולם. היה יושב בספינה או באסתר, יכוון את דיבו כנגד בית קודש הקודשים. היא אסתר, היא אסקריה, היא רב סודס, ונביאים לך רב סודות על ים יפו.